Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This is Mark Knopfler in Dire Straits bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate and the one... And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Have a great visit with our new friend, John Gaspari. He is the author of Otherwise Engaged, How Leaders Can Get a Firmer Grip on Employee Engagement and Other Tangible Key Intangibles. We've been talking about intangibles. John, thanks again for being here. Congratulations again on the book. It's a great one. In fact, it's kind of unique because I noticed that it's actually two books. One's a fundamentals book. One part's a fundamentals about fundamentals, and one part is a story. It's like a little short story. And so you've got an announcement about the story part, don't you?
Yeah, as you said, it's really kind of two books in one, and the story part is a story about a family, the Wilsons, a mother, father, and two children. Mm-hmm. And the father of the Wilson family, Matt, is a management consultant, and he's also more than a bit of a knucklehead because he thinks it would be a good idea to apply the techniques of business and management consulting techniques within his family to create a more cohesive family unit.
That's pretty funny, isn't it?
Well, I hope so. He actually puts I don't know if you know anybody else who does an annual FMOS, family member opinion. He surveys his family, then he holds focus groups. In any event, he's wrong. This is not a good idea, so I would urge people, please don't try this at home.
Yeah, right. But the news is you're making a great offer for us today, aren't you?
Right, right. We hope and think that the Wilson's part of the book is entertaining but also insightful, because the idea behind it is that in a non-threatening way, it points out some of the traps and pitfalls that business leaders can fall into when they're trying to get their arms around the intangibles. And so, you know, I heard you say in the run-up to this conversation that it's tax day.
Yep.
And since it's tax day, we decided to do something to ease people, to take a little bit of the sting out of the checks that some people need to write. And so we've decided to give away the story part of my book, the Wilson's portion, that each week over the next several weeks we'll be releasing one chapter free of charge. And all people need to do is go to my website in order to read it. And our hope is that they'll enjoy that. And obviously we hope that intrigues them enough to want to buy the book.
Absolutely. All right, so give us the website, please.
The website is myname.com. It's www.johngaspari.com. That's J-O-H-N, G as in George, U-A, S as in Sam, P as in Peter.com. And if you go to that website, and then you'll see a tab at the top that says The Wilsons, and you'll be able to read the first chapter today.
So it's John Gaspari. You left the A-R-I out, so it goes all the whole name, right? John Gaspari.
Right. Right. JohnGaspari.com.
So all right. So folks, check it out, and it's a great story. You'll love the story, especially when Mr. Wilson tries to apply his ideas to the family. I don't think he reckoned with the teenagers, right, John? So
right.
So, all right, we're talking about the intangibles, and of course, engagement is an intangible, and employee happiness, employee ownership, taking ownership is kind of an intangible. And to me, one of the first ways to tell, John, if your employees are engaged is when you give them the opportunity to take ownership, they actually do. Ownership of their assignment, of their project, whatever it is, when you say, look, you own this right now, and with regard to this project, I work for you. When you tell them that, then they take it, then you can kind of feel like they're engaged, can't you?
Absolutely. I mean, from my experience over my long career, I have been in positions where I've managed people. I've also been an individual contributor, so I've been on both sides of that. And there's nothing like the feeling when you're a manager, when you're a leader, and you give someone an opportunity like that, and you can just see it when they take it and run with it. And that's very gratifying as a leader, because that is actually what leadership is. We sometimes think that leadership means barking orders. It's the leaders, the defining characteristic of a leader is that you have followers.
Right. And
that means they're giving something that they're not forced to give.
And if you've got an employee who is not taking that your cue about ownership or that kind of those kinds of instructions, those kinds of offers, if they're not taking it, either they're the wrong employee or you're not showing them that what you mentioned in the last segment, the kind of respect, trust, and empowerment, you're not really conveying that to them. There's something wrong either with them or with you, and you need to look into that, don't you?
Right, and again, it's about creating an environment. There's nothing that's going to turn something around in one day, but it's have you somehow created an environment within which people feel safe to spread their wings?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a hard job. You're right. It doesn't cost money, but it does cost time and attention. And, in fact, that's one of the traps that businesses can fall into. They can mm-hmm. see that this is the latest, greatest thing. All we need to do is have a one-day all-hands meeting and spend money on Swedish meatballs and maybe give people a soft drink or a beer.
Right.
You got them. No, it's longer and tougher and deeper than that. I would say to people, as a matter of fact, sometimes I would recommend to clients, here's what to do. Give yourself a budget of $0.
Yeah.
Do any of these things, because then you can't take the easy way out. You actually have to invest the time.
Have to invest the time. Hey, John, I got to let you go. JohnGaspari.com, GUASPARI.com is the website. Otherwise Engaged is a book. Come back soon, John. See you next time.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.